Hello.
Hi, Tony. John Kyle with Local Splash. I just got your message that you'll be waiting, and I just finished up the call that I was just on, so appreciate you being available. So just wanted to go back through, again, everything that we talked about real briefly. So, again, it's a month-to-month program, $249 a month, and that's basically it, including the $100 going towards Facebook ads, and then we do the Google optimization website and everything we talked about there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you already went through all the questionnaire items, so I have everything I need here. We're going to make sure we get you optimized for siding, roofing, electric, electrician work, decks, pole barns, and you want to focus strictly on roofing, siding, and pole barns as primary items. And then once you provide your Facebook page, we'll be able to connect that to the business profile we build out for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any questions you have for me before we move forward with everything?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Let me just go and get that implemented there. Okay. And then the card you'll be using, is it in the name Tony Kirby as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the address connected to the card, is it also 37588 Ohio 324?
Yep.
All right. I'm ready for the card whenever you are.
It's 5113.
Okay.
7976.
Okay.
Zero seven zero eight.
And the last four?
0680.
And the expiration of the MasterCard?
It is 0828.
And then there's three digits on the back?
It's 535.
Okay. Got all that set up now. We let you choose a security question as well. It could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name, just in case you know, there's any confusion about who's calling you.
My first pet's name.
Okay, and the answer for that?
It's Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y.
Nice. Like the Davidsons, right?
Yeah. He was a boxer dog. I had him when I was probably about 2 years old.
Wow.
And then I would have used my other one, but my other dude, you ever seen Tombstone?
I have seen Tombstone, the movie, for sure.
Yeah, the one with Val Kilmer in a minute.
Yep.
So, his nemesis, Johnny Ringo, you know, the guy that's always after Doc Holliday in the show.
Right.
So I've had a dog since my first son was born, which is 16 years old, and he was 16 in May. The dog is just a couple weeks older than him. His name's Ringo.
Nice. And people won't even know what that Ringo thinks. They think it's like Ringo Starr or something like that, right? They don't even realize.
Exactly. Now, see, I got Doc Holliday tattooed on my back, but Johnny Ringo is my dog.
That's awesome. Well, you know, one of them's gonna win in that shootout, right?
Exactly. My grandpa, he's a big Western guy, and when that show come out with Doc Holliday as Val Kilmer, or Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday, I swear that guy, that old man, he watched that show probably once every week till that man died.
Yeah. Well, I remember, you know, I used to like a lot of those. Tombstone was one of them, and around the same time, I think Unforgiven came out. Really like that one,
yeah.
If you remember that movie. Obviously, Dances with Wolves goes without saying, but it's kind of a different type of Western movie. That's more of an art piece than anything else.
They don't make movies like they used to, do they?
No, they don't. They sure don't.
I like the movies nowadays, but it just seems like the movies are just some of them are good, but I don't think none of them have a plot like any of the old ones used to.
Well, what happens is they all have to remake stuff. You've seen that. They remade like a lot of movies out there. Like a couple of those Harrison Ford movies from back in the day, they're remaking, and it's just like everything is just remake. You know, it's interesting that they can't come up with new ideas anymore.
Different ideas,
right? Exactly. And then anything that you see that's Western are these like new like robot Westerns. It's all like neo Western or something. It's very weird.
Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. So we're about ready here. Again, so before I process the payment, I will go over the voice verification portion of the call just for your sake. That just is the quality assurance of everything here to make sure I have everything set up properly. Your name I have as Tony Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, and then the business name of Triple T's Construction. Is there any LLC or anything like that you want to have connected to, or just Triple T's Construction is fine?
So see, I get confused. What a legal license contractor, right?
Say that one more time.
The LLC is the legal license contractor, right?
Oh, no. That's just like when people form, like some people form sole proprietorships. It's strictly for tax purposes or LLCs. So it's fine.
No, we're not an LLC.
Yeah, you're good there. So it doesn't change anything as far as your listing. I just wanted to make sure I have it set up right. So, all right. So last step then. The 877 number, the one I've been sending you text messages from, make sure you save that as Local Splash in your phone, because when we do the onboarding call around 6 o'clock today, that's the number we'll be calling from, okay?
That's the 877 number?
Yep, 877-635-6225, correct.
You want me to just put it as John Kyle, or do I put Local Splash?
Local Splash would be better, because even when our onboarding team calls, it'll be from that number. Only when I call from the sales side do you get it from this local number, like we're talking on now.
Okay, because I think, let me see here, it's the same one, John Kyle, create new contact. It's a Local Splash. Okay, I got that.
Okay, and then if during onboarding, like, you have anyone else you want to, like, help you out with the marketing on your end, like, and you just want to name them as like an authorized account user, you can let us know during onboarding. But so far, I just have everything going directly through you. Okay.
So the onboarding, is that where I tell them like any pictures I want or anything like that? That's where they
yeah, like, and you can send us photos. What I'll do right now while we're talking, I'll also email you, from jkyle@localsplash to, triplet84@yahoo.com. That's the, or TripleT84@yahoo.com. That's correct for the email, right?
That one goes to my iPad. My other one comes to my phone, but...
Okay. Do you want a different email address as well?
Well, I need to ask, like, does my work come to my emails as well?
Say that one more time.
Like the work, like customers, do they contact me through that email or do they contact me through the phone?
Oh, we can set up a new email for you as well when we do the domain and whatnot. But yeah, you can have the contact info for email however you want. But normally when we set up a website, we can also set up an email for you. So that's something that you can definitely get set up with us, like a business email at TripleT'sConstruction.com or something like that.
Well, when I bought the iPad, I bought it strictly for, you know, portfolio pictures for the business, so it's not linked to my Apple account. It's got it, and it only runs off of Wi-Fi, but, I mean, it's still a good piece of equipment, but my phone has my actual, you know, like the emails that comes through me daily.
Gotcha. Okay, so what email do you want, just to make sure, so that way you can see it at all times whenever we're trying to communicate with you? What email is that?
Oh, it is the Kirb, it's K-I-R-B as in Barry, D as in David, O, G as in George, G as in Gary, 84@yahoo.com. I don't like to use that anymore because it's still I've had that thing since high school.
No worries, Kirb Dog with a double G, 84@yahoo, right?
Yeah.
You want to hear mine? Mine has 007 in it because I was a real big fan of James Bond. So think about that, all right, Tony? So when
that's all right, man, because
I mean, when
that
I
was,
That was Pierce Brosnan. I was thinking about Pierce Brosnan Double Zone, not the new one. You know what I'm talking about. So that was and then before them was like the Roger Moore and stuff and Sean Connery. But again, I was I really got into it when I saw 42. I thought we were about the same age.
Yeah, so then you played 007 for Nintendo 64, didn't you?
Of course, GoldenEye, brother, come on.
Dude, that shit was probably one of the best first person games. I don't even care about the black or these.
Pull it up again. If you ever find a 64 again and play GoldenEye, you'll realize that game is timeless. It is still a great game.
Yeah, that game, I remember many a summer days on that shit.
I mean, when you do mission mode on that, and again, I haven't played in years, but I just know one time I picked it up and I played it, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this is why I loved it back in when I was a kid.
Yeah, there was never any games that matched that.
right. The whole, like,
warfares and all that stuff nowadays, I mean, they're awesome because they're realistic, but...
Yeah, but the mission mode was so intense. I mean, there's so many things, like, I remember when you had to, like, do headshots only on certain modes and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, that made it tough. Anyway,
you remember the gun sounds, the way the guns, they just sound so real.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So I'm gonna send you an email right now to both your emails or photos you want on your website. It's also including a CC to the support team, support@localsplash.com. So that way, what you want to do is just click reply to all whenever you reply to this for any photos or like logo artwork, okay?
Okay.
So you just got that email just so you have that handy. Again, you can always text me and I'll walk you through that process again of sharing the photos. You'll still be able to do it on the back end as well. We'll walk you through that, how to do upload photos to your website if you want to do it that way. And then just to make sure... The best email for you for like day-to-day email is going to be the curb dog one, right?
Yeah. Well, that'd be for you guys because I'd say most of the customers, probably 9 times out of 10, will probably call if I get calls, I'd say. But
Right. curbdog84@yahoo is good for contacting you directly. And then I'll put in the notes here for – any like a business email, if we don't set up a business domain email, the other one is going to be the TTT84.
Yeah, because I do usually get near the iPad usually probably once a day. So, I mean, it ain't like I don't check it, but.
Right. Best email address to use for client facing.
And we don't, there's not like no cancellation fees or anything like that, right?
Correct. So for any customer-facing correspondence or let's see, website, Google Business Profile, Facebook is TTT84@yahoo.com. Okay, so we got that saved in there, so that way you have your personal email, which we have on file, and then also TTT84@yahoo for any customer-facing correspondence. So all that's going to be in there as well. Okay, and then whenever you get your Facebook page set up, the personal page, whoever's it is, just make sure you share that with us. You can either reply to those emails with it, or you can reply to the 877 number, the text message. Just include that, okay?
Yeah, I believe we're going to set up one for it. So we don't have it at the moment, but...
Okay, no worries. And even if you don't get it done by the 6 o'clock call today, again, no rush. Just try to see if you can do it within the next maybe 1 or 2 days, okay?
All right.
All right, Tony, I'll go ahead and begin the voice verification. This is a recorded portion of the call, and then we'll process the card payment once I'm done here, okay?
All right.
All right, Tony, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to make sure that we have accuracy on this order, please state the name of your business.
Triple T's Construction.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Tony L. Kirby, owner and operator.
Okay. And of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Tony, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for taking the onboarding call at 6 o'clock today. But as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised that sometimes you may receive calls from third-party vendors and even bad actors who are not related to Local Splash. This happens a lot in the community just because a lot of people recognize us for what we do, okay? So that's why we provided you that security question of your first pet's name to verify the calls coming from us and not another company in the event of any confusion, okay?
Okay.
Now, when we do call, we're going to call from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. And that's starting with the 6 p.m. call today for onboarding. Now, when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and also emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for saving the 877 numbers, Local Splash, under your contacts already. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What was that again? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Would you let us know if you decided to partner with someone else during the term of our agreement, just because, you know, overlapping doesn't really make too much sense?
You mean like another marketing place?
Correct.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 25th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, being a month-to-month program, Tony, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak with a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, Tony, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $249. You'll get everything in writing that we talked about over yesterday and today, such as the go live time of 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads and your website. And then also, again, Google optimization. We're going to push you to the top as fast as we can, but our promise time in writing, just like what we talked about yesterday, is 30 to 45 days, okay?
Yeah.
You'll get all of that in writing. It should be an email sent out to you right now that says, welcome to Local Splash. You'll get a text message the same way. Whenever you have a moment, if you want to browse through all those terms and conditions there, go ahead and do that. Just be advised, there are some things that don't apply to you, like a custom-made website from scratch. I want to be clear that doesn't apply to you. We do provide a website to you. It's just not considered custom-made. Those are usually for people who need to do, like, selling of products online, like e-commerce. You follow me so far?
Okay.
On that?
Yeah.
So just know that there is something that talks about cancellation fee for a custom website. That is not you, so don't worry about that.
Okay.
There's also things that talk about doing Google ads and Google guaranteed also don't apply to you yet. Of course, we offer other forms of marketing that may be of interest to you later, but for now, we're doing just a Facebook, you know, website with the My Site and then also the Google optimization on the map listings, okay?
Yeah.
So when you review that and make sure everything lines up with what we've talked about, Tony, there's 2 checkboxes at the bottom. Just sign, check those off. Sign as Tony Kirby on your phone or email, and then we'll go ahead and have that squared away. As long as you can take care of that by the 6 o'clock call, then everything will be fine. If for whatever reason you don't get around to it and or you want us to review it with you during the 6 o'clock call, we'll gladly do that too, okay?
Okay.
All right, Tony. Well, you should have everything in front of you. If you have any questions for me, again, you have my direct contact information. You have my extension. I'm not leaving you at this point, just so you know. So anytime that you have questions and you need an answer, I can still be your liaison, even though I might not be the best, like, programming expert on the actual technical side of things. I can still be the voice for, still be a mouthpiece for you if you have any questions and you just need to get through. When you call in, normally someone's going to always be answering to transfer you over. Again, I just want to offer you that second layer of of a voice just in case you
usually it's the person that you're talking to that sells what you're buying, so.
Right, exactly. So there you go.
So pretty much, I guess if I didn't trust your word, then I probably wouldn't have went through with what I did, because I don't normally just do that. So I guess, you know, not only that you got your company, your guys' company has helped my friend with his, you know.
But you still got to be your own person, and that's why you still have to be slightly cautious about it. So I get it completely.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to be, I guess when you build a trust with one person, you know, you kind of want, that's like would like be with me, like if people couldn't call me and talk directly to me, or me being the one performing the work, then.
Right. Exactly.
Be questionable. So you, as the first person that I've spoke with, you pretty much sold Local Splash to me, so therefore, if I would speak to anybody, it would probably be more than likely be you. So,
well, I appreciate that, Tony. And next time I play Goldeneye, I'm going to remember this conversation.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, again, anything that comes up at any time, again, you have my contact information. As long as they're not firing me anytime soon, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon either. Okay.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Tony. Have a good one. We'll check in around 6 o'clock.
All right, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.